right form of care for those suffering from dementia is critical. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Dina Davis, professor in bioethics at Lehigh University, looks into what Americans want for themselves when in that situation.
Advance directives in the U.S. give only limited options to people facing a diagnosis of dementia. Existing options focus on choices involving the final stages of dementia, such as refusing feeding tubes when one can no longer swallow. Our question was, do these choices respond to the concerns of many Americans? I knew that I would want to end my life a whole lot earlier if I had dementia, before I needed diapers and had to live in a nursing home. Lauren Dennehy and I sampled 1,000 people over the age of 50 in two groups. Group one responded to a vignette about four people who experienced fatal heart attacks at different stages of their life with dementia. Group two imagined that they were directing a healthcare proxy about when to accept or refuse antibiotics for a fatal pneumonia, should they be in a state of dementia. We discovered that 56% of group one would prefer a life trajectory in which they had a fatal heart attack while still in the very first stage of dementia. In group two, 20% would refuse antibiotics for a fatal pneumonia in the first stage, and 35% in the second stage, before they needed to move into some sort of care center. Thus, we showed that end-of-life strategies that focus only on the final stages of dementia fail to reflect the concerns of a majority of Americans over 50.
And that was Dina Davis of Lehigh University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.